Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. We have an epic hair how-to episode for all of you today. It's a hair-isode, Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm doing well, Carlene. Summer is almost officially over, and I'm actually pumped for this episode today because we got so many listener questions about hair, and we were able to answer them sort of all in one place in today's episode. And so I haven't seen you in so long. Like, I honestly feel like I need you to write, like, what did you do this summer essay? What have you been up to?
I know. Well, you know, summer is almost officially over. Wah, wah. But honestly, I can say I squeezed every last drop out of it. I was like working out outdoors. I was, you know, in my backyard constantly. I took every invitation to a cottage. I like really took the extra effort to get everything I could out of it.
Yeah, I think those moments of zen were key this summer and throughout all of 2020. Lucky for me, I was able to spend a couple of months on the East Coast, close to the beach, and hashtag sorry, not sorry, when I was calling you on Zoom and there were like waves crashing in the background.
You know, that's what that was.
Exactly. The secret's out. And, you know, just my daily walks, getting outside, listening to my favorite podcasts, it really kept me feeling sane.
Yeah.
And I think that there are those silver lining moments that, you know, and different habits that a lot of people will be taking from this time frame when COVID is long in our rear view. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think embrace the slower pace is like the slogan of the summer for me, you know?
Right.
And I have one habit that I'll share with you that was new and might surprise you that I plan on taking with me. So ordinarily I have a complete black thumb, like orchids won't even look at me. But
I've seen you like kill a succulent before.
Oh yeah. It's
hard to do. It's hard to do.
So sad. But you know, my friend Stacy, she's my bestie, and she works in horticulture. And I don't know why we didn't think of this earlier, but this summer in the middle of quarantine, she came over with her mask on and like right when the garden center is open, and we completely redid our front and our back. And she taught me how to garden, just like the basics. You know,
amazing.
Like getting in there in the dirt, we like transplanted some plants and I learned how to like build a big planter. Spillers, thrillers, and fillers is the key. That's the formula.
Love it.
I learned.
Love it.
But yeah, and like it was calming. It was relaxing when I really needed it. And, you know, they just exploded over the summer. And I'm a plant person now. I don't know how that happened.
I think there's something really meditative about gardening and getting your hands in the soil. Mm-hmm. You're fresh, even if you have a fresh manicure, getting the soil underneath your nails and just like thinking nothing about that in the moment. It has a whole self-care quality to it, you know? You're inspiring me to get the garden growing. Well, we're going to keep the plant love going today because we have partnered with Herbal Essences, BioRenew, Potent Aloe and Hemp, sulfate-free collection.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. It's all about sustainably sourced plant extracts like aloe, authenticated by the Royal Botanic Gardens Kew, that's in London. And they're like the world leading experts in plant science.
And BioRenew also happens to be PETA approved and cruelty free, by the way.
That's right. And we are super grateful for our sponsors right now supporting the work that we do. We couldn't do it without you. So thank you. And all of that being said, it's time to reveal who we have as a guest in today's episode. We have Herbal Essences celebrity hairstylist Bridget Brager on the mic here to talk to us about how to solve some of our most common hair dilemmas.
Bridget is an LA-based hairstylist, and she works with like Constance Wu and Millie Bobby Brown and January Jones. And she's going to give us her expert tips on everything from dealing with frizz to flatness. And then she drops some knowledge too on like why frizz happens in the first place. So we learned a lot.
She's also going to share some of her must-haves in her kit, from her favorite drugstore hair products right now to some of her splurgy hot tools. You can see them all over her Instagram. She's like obsessed. And the hair accessories that she swears by, too.
So let's get into it. Welcome, Bridget. Yeah, so, well, it is the fall now, Bridget, and I feel like our Facebook chat room, like when we were talking about hair to some of our listeners in there, there was a lot of discussion just about like resetting for fall. And there was a lot of questions about like these common like dilemmas that we kind of are faced with when we finally take our hair out of a top knot in September and we're looking at our hair condition. So let's get started. We wanted to tackle some of those challenges with you today. So the first one is frizz, which I think, you know, a lot of people can relate to. And so first of all, why does it happen? And then what is it about like certain hair types being more prone to frizz than others?
Hair becomes really porous as it becomes more damaged. And the more damaged hair becomes, the more it acts like a sponge. So it really sucks up the moisture, the air, the humidity. And that causes the hair shaft to swell and kind of stand on end. And that's frizz. So to counteract frizz, it's super important to use products that are nourishing and moisturizing so that it acts as a barrier between the elements and your hair. I mean, my hair even gets frizzy and it's fine, but I color treat my hair. That's the damage, right? But for women with curly hair, as their hair begins to curl, the cuticle lifts a little bit. It's a natural thing that happens. So they're prone. Girls with curly hair are prone to frizz. So it's all about really driving moisture into the hair and keeping it healthy from the inside out.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some hacks. But first, like, what's a product that you're loving right now to reduce frizz?
I'm a firm believer that, you know, using the right shampoos and conditioners is critical. It lays the foundation for your best hairstyle, a walk down the red carpet. That's the foundation, and that's kind of where it starts in the shower. My absolute favorite shampoo and conditioner is the Herbal Essences Aloe and Hemp Collection. It is sulfate-free. Aloe is super reparative. Aloe is full of vitamins that provide essential moisture. It's also super good for your scalp. We want to take into consideration how we treat our scalp, just like we think about our skin on our face. You know, it's all really interconnected.
And what about the temperature of the water? Because I've heard that if it's hot, like if it's too hot, that can bring on the frizz.
That is kind of something I always recommend to my clients before we are going on the red carpet. Just do a cold water rinse after conditioning your hair.
As cold as it can get, right?
As cold as you can get. Yeah.
They always do that in the salon. I'm like, woo, but it makes a difference, right?
Right. Especially after color, you know, after you've gotten your color done, they don't want to put hot water in because the molecule will just slip right out. And we're doing everything to close the cuticle.
Yeah. So that's basically the number one takeaway here, Bridget, that I'm hearing is like with frizz, it's all about creating that barrier. So that's why the shampoo and conditioner are so important, because it's like going to be closing that cuticle down so you don't get that moisture seeping in, I guess. I'm a big fan of these rapid dry hair towels. Now, I don't know if I'm using them right, but I've heard, and they often claim that they prevent frizz. Do you think that's the case?
I do. So the microfiber towels are super gentle in the way that our traditional cotton towels are not. Cotton, it sticks up, right? And it catches the hair, and it can pull on the hair. It also kind of can go right in between where your cuticle doesn't know if it wants to flap open or lay down. But with a microfiber towel, you can get in there with it. Super gentle on the hair. And it really lays everything down nicely, and it absorbs so much water. They work. I actually just posted a photo. I used a microfiber towel. Mm-hmm. Sorry, my kitsch. On my dog, Finn. He's a poodle. And I need to just dry him quick. And I was like, why not this? So I grabbed it and I used it. It was really funny. But they work. They are not a gimmick. It is something I believe that if you want to take your hair regimen to the next level, that is something that will definitely help.
Okay.
Hi guys, my name is Sarah Nicole and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays, subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and the Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
Now, let's move on to hair dryness. What is the worst culprit that lends itself to hair dryness? And is it all part and parcel with what you were saying about frizz? Or are there other causal factors there?
So actually, heat and UV damage are the worst culprits for dryness. Mm-hmm. Layer on top of that, chemically treating our hair and coloring our hair.
Yeah, the daily blow dry and the straightener.
Totally.
Killing your hair.
Right. So if you're exposing your hair to these factors, I suggest using like a fantastic dermal protector, depending on what you do each day. If you're going into the office and you're constantly blow drying and flat ironing your hair, you need a barrier between your hair and your hottest tool.
Now, getting back to what you said about hair color, because I do think that's, you know, for myself, I'm a natural brunette turned blonde. So I know how much damage my hair is taking, and I've bleached it before as well. You also have like white blonde hair. People can't see you. I don't know if it's natural or if you color your hair, but what is your best kind of tip for people with bleached hair? Because that's just a special kind of dryness. You know, it's like,
it's
how do you
bone
get that
dry
silky?
Mojave Desert, a hair mask. Hair masks are going to be your best friend, and they really soften the cuticle. They're super important. I couldn't live without them. Also a great oil. You always want to be infusing moisture with protection, and then you have that styling factor with an oil or even a serum or cream where it can control any flyaways or frizz that you might have.
What about some tips on wearing a hair mask? Like, should you keep it on just in the shower while you're shaving your legs? Do you wear it around the house with a shower cap on? What do you do?
First of all, always do what it says. Start with that. If it's 5 to 10 minutes in the shower, do that. If you feel good about it, rinse it out. If you want to leave it on longer, you definitely can. I have actually styled clients with a leave-in conditioner. So I will do a center part, gather their hair, smooth out their edges, and then just kind of rake on leave-in conditioner, especially if we're traveling, you know, around the world. I always have my deep conditioning masks. And yeah, you can leave it on. You wouldn't want to do that every day. For me as a stylist, I am like, do it once a week, twice a month. It's super beneficial. Those ingredients that are in deep conditioning masks really do penetrate the hair. Mm-hmm. Whereas your everyday conditioner is meant for every day.
So you're saying that you, when you travel, you actually use like the weekly mask as a styling product.
I do. And it actually would be really good on your hair too. The reason is because it gives this slightest hold, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get your hair back and keep it back. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a major hack, but it's foul proof. That's why I feel like we should share it, because you don't need mm-hmm. to put a gel in your hair. If you can use, mm-hmm. if your hair mask is thick enough, dense enough to hold your hair back, mm-hmm. use a mask, right?
Just go straight to conditioner. I love totally. That. I have a lot of flyaways. You can probably see that even on the Zoom. So I think along these lines, we're going to get into breakage, because when you have dryness and you have frizz, you often have breakage too. So what are your best tricks to prevent breakage, you know, even sometimes without even having to invest in something? Like, do you have any tricks?
The biggest, you know, trick and hack to breakage is air dry it as much as possible. So even if you can get your hair 50 to 70% air dried and then go in with a blow dryer, it saves the composition of your hair so much. So I'm guessing if a person has a ton of breakage, it's probably due to coloring the hair or outside elements. And so we want to do everything to preserve the hair. Also use hot tools as little as possible. And then if we're incorporating products into mm-hmm. that situation, into a breakage situation, I would say buy a wet, have you mm-hmm. guys used a wet brush?
I love the wet brush.
I love
live for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of so simple. The way we brush our hair too is, you know, you want to I see a lot of my clients will pick up a brush when their hair is soaking wet and take it to the root, to the top, and just you know, tear down the lengths of their hair. And what that does is it stretch, the hair's in a state where it's stretchy. So it mm-hmm. will actually stretch and just snap off, thus the breakage, right? So I love to share the old brushing your hair trick, which is just start from the bottoms and work your way up with a gentle brush like the wet brush. It is a lifesaver, and it mm-hmm. will significantly, you know, reduce breakage.
And are there some elastics that are better than others?
Goodies and my Kitsch, they have these no snag elastics. I don't know why that's so hard for me to say. They're a little thicker, so mm-hmm. but they're super tight, and they allow you to get a really tight ponytail or whatever you're looking for without, you know, getting your hair wrapped up. And then I feel like mm-hmm. the smaller they are, the more I see people struggle. So having that tiny bit of thickness in the elastic is super helpful.
I've been liking the slip ones lately too. You know, those silk scrunchy ones?
The smaller scrunchie.
Yeah, like the thinner one. I think Slip makes them.
Those scrunchy, they're my life as well. I mm-hmm. think that every woman needs a scrunchie in their life. But you know what?
Quote, unquote.
yeah. The thing that I notice a lot too is, you know, the black elastic bands, they're elastic. Mm-hmm. You stretch them out and they go like this and they kind of condense. Well, that's typically, I mean, what we were all using. They were the best thing. They got mm-hmm. our hair the tightest. But what would happen, and what I saw a lot of, is women would have this top layer that they never asked for because their mm-hmm. hair broke kind of right here. So all mm-hmm. this hair was...
She's sort of pointing to the nape of her, of her neck. Yeah.
Yeah. So right around the nape of the neck and then around towards the face, just under the mm-hmm. chin, because that's where we secure our ponytail.
Do you have any advice for people who are experiencing breakage or dealing with breakage from extensions? Because I just feel like a lot of people are going through it right now.
A lot of people are taking out their extensions and kind of like, whoa, what's happening? We are in a time where we are letting our our natural hair flag fly. And we're in this time where we want to do everything to preserve our hair in its natural state. I think that if you're taking out your extensions and you're noticing, your hair is, you know, shorter in some spots all around your hair. I actually see clients where they've worn their extensions so long due to COVID or whatever. Some of them are really hard to take out, and they have bald patches. So for that, I say talk to your doctor about vitamins. That'll help sort you out inside. That's long term. If you're looking for a short term kind of fix, there's this procedure called PRP, where you a doctor will take out your plasma, spin it, and then inject it in the place where you're losing hair. And the thought behind that is that you, when you know, you massage your hair, you get blood flowing. That creates hair growth. That says like, oh, I need something to work up here. It opens up the follicles. There's a lot of goodness that comes from that. So it's the same thought.
Mm-hmm. Do you know people who have done that and seen results?
Yeah, they've seen really great results. And it doesn't always work the first time, and it's expensive. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, kind of a new thing in the last like 5 years. And when we think about like the 60s and like Marilyn Monroe and all these women who were wearing wigs or extensions or their hair was falling out for whatever reasons, that would have been so helpful for them, you know. And women were chameleons, actors and actresses, they're chameleons, they're constantly changing for their roles. So I think that this is great support. And just us going through any changes that we go through, we're mothers.
You can't mention any names, but are the celebrities doing this?
PRP? Definitely. Okay. I mean, everybody who knows about it is willing to do it. I have a lot of guy friends who
listen. I think if you have bald patches under where you had extensions and stuff, you would probably do anything. Speaking for myself.
Well, yeah. Especially if they're around the hairline. If they're around the hairline. Yeah, it's not so totally taboo.
Yeah, well, I know from myself being a mom, you know, when you get that crown and like the baby hairs just snap all around your hairline, is there any hope for that?
Yeah.
Or just flyaways in general too?
Well, that is hormonal, right? Mm-hmm. And so the thought there with those little baby hairs is that we have to get our body back in balance. And that typically takes time, and it takes vitamins, knowing what we're missing, what we're lacking, so that we can boost our hair growth. So either change your part or part in the middle, give it some time to grow back. And if you can't do that, take your makeup brush, spray it with hairspray, and or if you like your sides really tight, use a gel, dab it with a gel, and just kind of lay those baby hairs down. Give them a place to go. If we start to train them, they'll start to fall in line, so they're not shooting straight out of you know, your head. And you can train a hair follicle. So do that. And then you guys just had on the wonderful woman who created Color Wow. And I'll tell you, if your hair is thinning or if there's a spot that you're uncomfortable with, use Color Wow. Use your brow kit, the powder, and just dab on those fine spots. And it gives the appearance that the hair is thicker.
I wanted to ask you quickly, Bridget, because I know a lot of women of color, they often wear their hair in protective styles, right? So they minimize that breakage. And I noticed a huge trend that's happening with women of all hair textures is these like silk pillowcases. They're everywhere all of a sudden. So do you think actually switching to one of those prevents breakage?
It is the same. Absolutely. I do. I am totally on the silk pillowcase bandwagon. And it's the same reason why I love the microfiber towel. Our cotton and linen sheets particles, it's part of the fabric, and they stick up. They feel soft, but our hair, we're constantly moving around on the pillow. You know, it locks into this fabric, and it can pull on the hair. So the silk pillowcases, they're so luxurious. Mm-hmm. They feel so luxurious. And your hair, instead of kind of getting stuck and snagged on those little fibers, they just slide right off. So that is the thought behind silk pillowcases. Mm-hmm. Or a silk wrap, same thought.
That's great.
So super helpful.
I think they need to start selling them in pairs, though.
I agree.
right? Because it's like you're just going to have the one silk pillow, really, navy blue, and then the other person.
They're not even like a normal color. I have pink ones on my bed, and my husband's like, oh, I'm like, just we'll cover this during the day and have. But you're right. You're right. Yeah. We need doubles just and we need.
Do the whole sheet set, you know?
Business ideas.
Okay.
Ooh, we're fancy.
Branded by Bridget.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So let's move on to curls and controlling curls. What is your best trick to having curls live their best life? I feel like it's a fine balance between controlling them and having them look like kind of flat or losing their shape. So what are your top tricks and products for that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, again, sulfate-free shampoo and conditioner is going to be your everything. If your hair is curly, after that, regular trims is super helpful. Girls with curly hair, their hair at the ends tend to split. And the more they split, it will run right off, right up the hair shaft. So it's good to get regular trims. So you just take that problem away as much as you can. Using a wide tooth comb is super helpful. I'm often surprised that a lot more women with curly hair don't know that they shouldn't be using a Mason Pearson, but, you know, it really disrupts the curl pattern or the texture of the hair. Mm-hmm. And then after that, cocktailing products really allows you to define and hydrate your curls and set them at the same time. So finding the right products to cocktail with is kind of the game for each hair type. My clients with, you know, thicker, curlier, more coarse hair, I love using an oil and a gel and mixing those together. And the trick to applying the product is super important. So there's so many steps. But once you get it down, it becomes clockwork. So you really want your hair to be sopping wet. You want it wet. Mm-hmm. And you want to brush it through with a wide tooth comb. And then you want to take your cocktail of choice for your hair type. If your hands were in prayer position, mm-hmm. Your hands are emulsified with the product, and you want to just slide it down in section and kind of pat it in. So it's not about raking.
So you're sort of sliding it down with your hands together.
Exactly.
Okay. In prayer position. Please.
Yes.
Get please smooth.
Stay nice. For girls with finer, curlier hair, I think using a serum. You can use any mousse, any serum. And the serum has this kind of, it's just light on the hair when mixed with the mousse, and it really lets the hair dry in the perfect curl position. So it's not going to be crunchy. That's the goal, right? It's not to have crunchy mm-hmm. curls that by end of day are falling on your face. You want them to live like hair would. That's how I control curls. It's steps and layers and patience.
We're moving on to our last challenge, and it's all about getting that volume. Yeah. I feel like this is such a huge challenge for so many women. And, you know, so what is an absolute must hair product that adds that all important oomph at the root area? Because I know often, like, sometimes it's like that thing where it's so sticky, like you cannot get your hand through it. It's like holding it up like wax or something, which isn't a good look either. So what's something that lasts but doesn't feel like it's glue in your hair?
I love mousse. I think mousse has come so far. It's great because it's super lightweight. I mean, you can feel that it's lightweight and it goes into your hair. You typically would concentrate it at the root, so it really gets in and penetrates the hair. Start with a mousse if you have fine to medium hair and thick hair. That it's great for thick hair. You might want to add more mousse with thicker hair. I love a good volumizing spray as well. Some of them can be tricky, like you said. Some of them feel sticky even going in, and then they don't quite blow down the way you would expect them to. Christoph Robbins has a great volumizing spray that's super lightweight, but the hair just stands out. It really swells the shaft and gives long lasting volume. So I love that. I don't blow hair dry with gel. I just don't suggest it. I think it's really hard for people to do at home as well. It's messy and it takes a lot of time. And gel, when you get sweaty, will react instantly and that causes stickiness. So that's not so much my jam. But also, there are great salt sprays that are super powerful volumizing tools. They're just not marketed for that.
Yeah. Just get some texture in there so it's not sitting against your scalp. Right?
Totally. And then after you do that, you Velcro rollers, the big 1 or 2 inch Velcro rollers, after you've blown your product in, even if you rough dry and the hair is still a little warm, rolling up the hair and the Velcro rollers and sticking a pin in it and doing your makeup, it is volume for days and it really lasts. And you can even reactivate it the next day if you use like your oil mist spray or like a light spray of water and you re-blow out that section so you don't have to wash multiple times.
Hmm. I wouldn't have thought of a hair oil as like a reactivator for volume.
So an oil mist, if you're spraying it, you're just waking it up. It's not, it's not like, I wouldn't say, so yeah, use an oil mist, like Herbal Essences has the aloe. It's the one that I use every time I have to redo a hairstyle. So I'll use it on set a lot when we're doing multiple changes, because it's just enough reactive property where I can change a part or get the hair back in shape and redo a curl. You know, it's really great. So I suggest that. And again, you don't have to wash your hair, dry it again, recurl it. You can actually just refresh it.
Love it. I like to wash my hair the least amount as possible.
Yeah. Yes.
Once a week if I can.
What about the hot chill? Because we were all about the, you know, getting the tools in there. Like you said, the roller, I think that's a really great tip, especially if you do try to shy away from too much heat styling.
I love T3. Has a Pearl Trio wand set. It's kind of, I send it to all my friends as a gift because it's the one and done.
Ride or die over here. Yes.
So yeah. So it's got a wand, a clip barrel. So your traditional barrel that you can kind of interchange. And it has a tapered barrel, which is really great for like a beach wave. So that's my go-to. Also, I was sent this amazing curling iron, and it's basically this deep wave.
Three barrels in one kind of across, right?
Yeah, the mermaid wave styler, right?
Fantastic. So the mermaid curling iron is so fantastic. It's a three-prong barrel, and you just crimp your hair, but it's not your traditional crimp. It's a deep set wave that people don't know how to do on themselves. It's kind of my more modern wave. I do it on a lot of my clients.
Oh, that's good for a hot
Yeah,
girl.
It's pretty good. Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun to use it.
I had a question. It's kind of like an offshoot of what we were just talking about. But when you're blow drying your hair and you have fine hair, are you still supposed to flip your hair upside down? Like, what's going on with that?
What I think is, yes, you could definitely flip your head upside down if you wanted to. But what also does the trick is just over directing your hair and taking your nozzle and really focusing on where you want to see volume, right? So I always tell people over direct wherever your head starts to curve. That's where you can get more bang for your buck. So like if I want a lot of volume in the crown, I'll over direct all this hair forward.
So you kind of
flip it forward, over direct it, use your fingers and really press down using the nozzle in your hands. Follow it through. Mm-hmm. Flipping your hair head over works, but I think you can really concentrate your blow dry using your hands. And also I tend to like seeing more of, you know, the side of my hair. I want to make that look as thick as possible. So I will blow dry that forward. My mohawk section from the crown, I will blow dry all of that toward my nose using the rounds of my head, of the natural shape of my head. And then all this hair goes up and forward and you get like this lioness finish. Yeah. So
that's such an onset trick, right? I remember working on photo shoots and it's like, who cares what the back looks like? It's just like paper thin back there and all the hairs in the
front.
So it sounds like it's almost like flipping it, but in sections, like smaller sections, just with your hands. Well,
and yes, and your hands become the tool along with the blow dryer because, as I said, you can change the direction of the follicle for that time, or you can push the hair whatever way you want to using heat and your hands. Whereas I think when girls blow dry, they just kind of do like, they just do this upside down, you know?
It's just very kind of rough dry.
All the way upside down, yeah.
But I think concentration is key. Giving everything a place to go is the way to
keep
go.
Your hair, keep the nozzle and keep the diffuser. Don't like throw those in a drawer, never to be seen again.
No.
It actually brings us to our last question. So we all cannot wait to get back to see our hairdressers, our colorists, and our cutters. So what are some haircutting tricks to ask for at the salon to make hair appear thicker if you are experiencing thinner hair or thinning hair in particular?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people have asked that actually within the last couple months. And the trick is really taking off length and asking for a blunt cut. It gives the illusion of a full haircut. For women that are like, I need my layers for volume, you should ask your hairstylist to kind of carve in or cut in what's called an invisible layer. And it's where you take the inside of the hair and you kind of, you know, carve in a C shape or cut in to the last couple inches. You're holding your hair straight out. And then when the hair is set back down, you haven't touched anything on top. So you save all that hair, but all of the underneath and the inside can move. Mm-hmm. That'll give you the feeling of volume if you feel like a blunt cut would just lay flat or limp. But it's also useful for girls with really thick hair, thick in the back, right? But not so much on the side. Also, the sides around your face, don't touch those at all. If you cut the length in, keep as much framing as you can until your hair grows back or it's back to the density that you're used to. I wouldn't say cut face framing layers. I think that also adds to the illusion of your hair being thinner than it really is. And then, you know, for women going in who don't want a big chop, ask for a baby trim. I think it's important that your hairstylist knows you want a haircut. That sounds like a new kind of a new look, or you want to maintain what you have, but you want to clean up the ends. You want a dusting is a good word to use so that they don't go hog wild.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.